Welcome back to the Tokyo Fresh Podcast. My name is David. I'm here with Jordan.
I hit the
start button and then totally didn't remember that we had to actually say stuff when it started. Whoops.
Welcome back. Yeah, I was just saying as the thing was rolling up that there was the Artly Hanami picnic.
I guess
and I missed it.
They post that somewhere and I like that.
Yeah, it was on the I think it posted on the Discord.
It's on the
extra things that are happening events, this Discord.
Yep.
Man, I've not gone to an Artly event in
so fucking long. It's been a while.
For those who know, Artly is an art meetup hosted by Ian. Everyone loves Ian. Chris is
Keep talking.
Okay.
Chris is a camera. You're a ghost and like mad.
Oh yeah, sorry.
No.
You do that?
It's fine. Yeah, no. I just need to reset it.
Yeah, that's a Chris producer basically. He's really cool, but he has his own little meetup, I would say, called Artly, and it puts like different. It works with cafes and artists and various people to put like different works of art in different cafes, and it's sort of like extended from there. And now it's like also like a meetup community in a sense. So you like, we're gonna have some art meetups, and they're really cool. And they had like a Hanami meetup last week, yesterday. And it looked really cool. They did it in my park as well, dude. They did it in bloody Kichijoji.
Oh, it was
in Ogashida Park.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was there like, fuck, this is
that would have been far to go. I guess it's during the day.
No, it looked fun, though. It was during the day, so it was like...
Yeah, it would have been fine, but... Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. I knew they're having one, I just didn't know when it was.
They're having more. I feel like there's more events this month, which is good. I'm probably going to end up trying to drop to one of the events, I hope, because I've not gone in so long. I feel really bad. Like, I miss all the guys that I used to, like, talk to there. I've just not been, like, my schedule's been so fucked. Every event, I'm like, oh my god, an event? Can't wait to go. And it's like, oh, you'll be in Kyushu. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll go to the next one. Oh, I'm not in Tokyo.
That's the thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Too, like, I don't want to go if there's, like, people. If I'm just the only one going, because then I'm going to be like, cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then not.
Yeah. Not social.
Well, it's not that I can't socialize. It's just I think there's a lot of people there that are already, like, pretty connected with other people.
So they just come
and talk to each other.
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I think with every meetup, I've not been there in a while, so I can't say what the vibe is currently. But with every meetup, there is always clusters of people that know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And people cluster so tightly that when new people come to the meetup, they go, oh, I'm too late. Everyone's already friends of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fit in anywhere, basically. Like, who do I talk to? I think, especially for people who like go to events, not just Artly, like any event.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to events or meetups like a lot. I think it's very much on for the alumni of the groups or like the senior members of the meetups to try to sort of make the newcomers more welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's so difficult to go to an event as a new member and just be like, hey, I'm new.
Right.
Who are you? Like, it's so awkward. Like,
It is awkward because like everyone kind of knows everyone.
Mm.
And then for you to just be like, I'm Guy here,
yeah.
Right?
Hi, Guy Jones.
Right.
I don't like art, but I'm just here to make some friends. Yeah, it's hard, honestly. It's really difficult. Poor babies. I think I had that with there was a dodgeball. Dodgeball? Is it dodgeball? Yeah. There's like a dodgeball meetup, like a dodgeball circle. And
okay.
I was like, cool, dodgeball. That sounds like fun.
That sounds fun.
Dude, fun as fuck. I love dodgeball. I was like, I'm going to join this meetup. I'm going to play some dodgeball. And I went to like two of them and I was like, well, you guys kind of suck. Like, you guys.
Yeah, that's even the worst outcome is you go and you're like, I need to meet new people.
Yeah.
And you meet the new people, like, you guys suck.
You guys fucking suck, dude.
Like, not to say that anyone at Artly is bad.
Like, no, everyone's great. Honestly, very good people. I'm jumping topics now because, like, the other people are generally really, really cool. But, like, this dodgy meetup fucking sucked. I remember it so clearly as well. So I was like, I'm gonna do a sports. It was before I started joining the gym. So I was like, I'm going to do dodgeball. It's cool. It's active. I can throw balls at people my age instead of like the kids I'm throwing them at when I'm like teaching in schools. This should be fine. But go to a meetup, like, yay, wow, can't wait for this meetup. It's gonna be great. And I get there and everyone's like best buds with everyone else already. So I get there, I'm like, hey guys, Jordan Green, I live in Kanagawa, nice to meet you guys. And I was like,
Right, yeah.
Ooh, like, you guys good? Like, yeah, well, we take it really seriously. I'm like, could you not? It's a child's game. Like, could you not?
What are you talking about?
It's a game for kids. Like, could you relax? No, it's a serious game.
Yeah.
For grown-ups and real men and strong men. But, like, at the same time, you want to relax a bit there, Chief? We're in a
school. I just think like it's tough, especially in Japan. I think it's
tough.
It's weird. I feel like it's more difficult in Japan because maybe Japan attracts a certain type of person.
Awkward.
And awkward weirdos, right? Not necessarily everyone, but yeah, lots of people.
Lots of them, yeah.
It's like those kind of people are like hyper artsy fartsy kind of people, I feel like. Those people might be awkward for different reasons.
Different reasons, yeah.
But it's just not a good mix.
If you're like solid middle ground, like you're not super artsy, super creative, and you're not like super awkward, super like antisocial, and you're just in the middle, it's really hard to join any of these groups. Because you're just like, what the fuck do I do? I don't want to join the super artsy guys because they're going to be talking about like brush strokes and AdSense, whatever. And I'm like, I can't get all these conversations. And I can't join the awkward guys because we're going to be sitting in silence and watching.
Yesterday, I was using my Winsor Newton 1.5.
Oh my God.
You got
the hair update?
Brush.
Oh, that's really good. Oh my God. Yeah, wow. I'm still using the Cantaloupe Jizzmonger 782. Made out of fresh cantaloupe hair.
Right. I don't know. Maybe we're just talking out of our ass.
I'm being a little bit silly, but making it seem more
facetious.
Yes, I'm making it seem more insane than it is, but there is a tinge of that in every meetup group, and it's very hard to find like good meetup groups that have like a good blend of people, which is why I think that's why Artly's so popular. Like just going back to Artly, that's why it's so popular, because a lot of people end up just like from different backgrounds end up diving there. I think someone I met at Artly, I'm now going to probably end up working with on a project with like my current company, just because like he just happened to be working in the industry as well, doing something else, and he's like, oh, I met that guy Jordan Artly, he's doing something similar, let me quickly hit him up to see if there's anything we can do. Had a quick meeting with him, and everyone was like, yeah, we can probably like work together on some like cool stuff. It's like, it's a good little meetup spot. It's this fun little place to go. I want to try going to in the same vein, have you seen the Gaijin Pot meetup things they do? You've seen, okay. So like Gaijin Pot does this thing.
I feel like that would be the worst thing in the world.
That's why I want to go. David, that's
what I can't imagine a worse situation for a meetup, to be perfectly honest.
That's why I want to go, David. It's like, I'm going to find it. I think they do like one a month, and it's kind of like a, not a mixer, that's the wrong word. What is it called? When you're meeting people from the industry, different industries in your industry, and you're like handing out meishis and stuff, like a meishi-kukan party or something like that. What is it called?
A business meeting?
Yeah, probably that. Probably a business meeting. I feel there's an actual word for it.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I can't think of what it is.
I'm scrolling their Instagram, but their Instagram is so fucking messy. I actually messaged me a little while ago, and I was like, hey, can I, years ago, before I started working in the company now, and I was like, hey, who runs your social media? And they were like, oh, it's this person. And I was like, okay, but they're doing a shit job. Can I do the job instead? It was very professional, but that was basically my message. I was like, hey, do you ever need someone running your social media full time? And they're like, yeah, no. And I'm
Didn't Gaijin Pot used to sponsor you? No, Gaijin Pot never sponsored.
Oh, no. Definitely not. Imagine getting information. This episode is sponsored by Gaijin.
No. Don't say that.
Oh, yeah. Don't say that. But no, they have these meetup things as well, and I kind of want to go to one one day.
Kind of meetup is called a cesspool.
You fucking... Bat him right now.
Wow.
That kind of meetup is called a cesspool. Get fucked. Well played. Good job, sir.
So anyway, about the business orgy.
Yeah, the business orgy, yeah. So they're doing like those like every month.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go to one because I always see it. Mm-hmm. And I think looking at the jobs they apply, they advertise on the website, a lot of it is like English teaching stuff. But then a bunch of it is like, hey, IT job. This is like a random cool company that makes games and stuff. And I think they're going to be there too. So I kind of want to go to one, like half for like work KPI things, but then half for just for like, let's
just
see
show
there.
Up.
Just show up to see who's there. I kind of want to go up like dressed like as I'm currently dressed. For those who aren't watching on the podcast, on the video, I'm wearing like a pink Tokyo Fresh jumper with juice box on it that says fresh, and then black trousers. I want to go like that. I want to roll up Meishi in hand. Jordan Green. Nice to meet you. professional company person is my mission.
Professional company person.
I push pencils harder than anyone you've ever met. Trust me.
Yeah,
it was good. But anyway, how's your week been, David? How's your week been, my guy?
Degenerate.
Excellent. Good to hear.
Degenerate. Go on. Wife's gone. She was gone for the week, so it's just me here.
Ooh.
And I.
What'd you do?
I feel like I fucking disassociated for a week.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was very weird. Like, to where I sent you a message at 3 or 4 a.m. the other day.
Yeah, especially 3 in the morning. And I was like, David, why are you awake?
Yeah, no, I have completely swapped my sleeping schedule to where I am sleeping from 2 in the afternoon to 8 p.m. and then I am up until from that night all across the night and then in the morning. Yeah. So this is what I mean. Like, I've like disassociated with being a regular human being.
David, don't do that.
It's not that I want to. It's just that it happens.
Sorry, I'm laughing too hard at your dissociation. That's very funny.
it's been fucking weird, to say the least.
Oh, man.
Like,
dude.
Losing track of time. I'm just like, because I'm up at, I'm awake at night.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what day is it now? Because, like, I have no,
like, I'm lost,
no way to keep track, right? Like,
you are currently lost in the fucking source, my guy.
Yeah. I mean, now I know, I'm like, okay, it's Sunday, but
a few days ago, you're like, fuck.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. I was like,
couldn't make heads or tails of this shit.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, dude, that's the worst. Oh my God.
It's very strange. I don't know why this has happened.
Mm.
I think it's actually more just not having something to keep me, like, up at, like, a specific time, right?
Yeah.
It's like, if you had a job that you have to get up every morning to go to the job and then come home.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
a little bit more regulated. But because I have none of that regulation, I'm just like, oh, I'm just up when I'm up and, like, I'll sleep when I sleep. And, like, I don't know why I'm just, like, during the day, I'm just like, oh, I want to sleep.
I want to take a nap.
It's weird.
I think I had something similar when I wasn't working for a while as well, where I would be in my house just, like, hanging out, doing whatever I'm doing. Then I'm like, I'm gonna take a nap, like an hour nap. You know, humans are meant to sleep. I'm gonna take some naps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll take a little nap, and I'll take like what I want to be a 2 hour nap, and I'll wake up at like 7 hours later, and I'm like, wow, my schedule's fucked.
And then it's like 11:30, and you're like, well,
I'm wide awake.
I could sleep again, I guess, but like I just slept for 7 hours. Like, I don't need to do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Problem is like I still have pretty bad insomnia. So like when you mess me at 3 a.m., you're like, are you up? I was up. But I put my phone into like sleep mode.
So people don't send you messages.
And I put it very far away from my bed to help me get like more sleep. It doesn't work. And I just sit there in darkness. But but it's better to sit there in darkness than look at a screen.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? At least sitting in darkness, like my mind is resting a little bit more than it would be if I'm staring at my screen for like 12 hours, you know? Mm-hmm. But then, so yeah, I was awake. But if I sleep from like a 2 p.m. nap and I wake up at like 9, 10 p.m., done.
Yep.
My sleeping pattern is fucked.
I knew that something was fucked when I was cooking something in a fry pan at like 4 a.m.
Oh, welcome to my life. Yeah.
I was like just straight up like cutting vegetables, like cooking like an actual full-size meal with rice and everything at 4 a.m.
You're done. You're cooked.
I'm like, uh-oh, this is not fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Stew fucking Pickles. I've lost control of my life.
I
wasn't making pudding, but
I fucking love that meme. Because I've lost control. Why are you making pudding at 3 a.m.?
I've lost control of my life.
That's a very common like thing in the in like insomniac community. Where, like, people like really fuck up their sleep schedules. It'll be like 4, 5 a.m. and you're just like washing rice to steam some rice to eat with like the curry you're currently making.
Yeah,
I think I had a moment as well. You probably had the exact same one I had where it's like 2 a.m. I'm lying in my bed and I'm like, I guess I should eat like dinner.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm hungry. But I'm like, I can't go to the convenience store because that's weird because it's like 2 a.m. and I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, I've done that. It's not, I think I did the weirdest one. I went to the convenience store at like 3 a.m. I was making a sandwich and I was like, yeah, I'll make a sandwich, 2 a.m., whatever. Gonna go to the convenience store. There's some sandwich things I need to get. There's one thing I wanted, one thing only. And it's like, okay, this is gonna be weird, but I'm gonna go to the store. I want this one thing. So I go to the store and I pick up one of those bags of shredded cabbage.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And nothing else. Because that's what I needed.
And just put it in the bread?
No, I had everything else I needed for the sandwich.
Oh, okay.
I had everything else.
Like a salad or something.
Yeah. I just needed, I wanted some shredded cabbage.
The fact that you had to, go to the store to get cabbage to make a salad is also,
a pain. And weird as fuck. Because, I walked in the store. No one's there, of course.
Right, yeah.
Because
no
it's,
one's
like,
there.
2 fucking a.m. I walk in the store. Nothing. There's no... None.
Yeah, none.
You know you're lost in the fucking sauce. When you walk into a convenience store and there's no Shyamalan, it's just dead silent. It's just the music.
It's fucking weird.
It's weird, dude. Especially also when you're also bone sober. You're not even drunk.
Yeah, you're not even drunk. You're just
up.
Yeah, you open. Have you had, the magically appearing fucking, convenience worker where,
yes.
There's no one in the thing,
yes.
And then you're, kind of looking around for someone?
Yeah.
And then you're like, ah, maybe I need one thing. You turn around, you grab it, and you turn back, and someone's fucking there,
back.
And you're like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Where did you come from?
How did you, were you ducking
there's
down?
There's only one door in this room, and I came out of it.
Literally. Fuck, dude, so creepy. Where do they come from? They do it all the time as well, all the time.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
It's fucking
they're lying
weird.
On the floor taking a nap.
Could be.
I think that's what it is. Because, My store's a little back room.
Yeah.
But I would see you walking through the back room.
Yeah, I can see into the back room. Yeah. There was no one fucking there.
Yeah, I would know if you came in that way. And there's no other way for you to come into the store. So I guarantee they're just lying under the grill for warmth. And then, they're like, a customer. And then, pop out when you're not looking.
They're like a fucking vampire.
Yeah, of course. They're working the night shift. What are you buying? But they're Japanese. So I need a customer.
They're like that guy from that fucking McDonald's commercial where he's the McDonald's manager, but he's a vampire, and that's why he works late at night.
That's really good, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Literally, all comedy workers. But then, I grab the cabbage, I walk to the till, slam the cabbage on the counter. Dude looks at me with such confusion. Like, as to say...
From his perspective, he's like, okay, I work a night shift at a convenience store.
Yeah.
It sucks, no one comes in, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, a black foreigner has come into my store mm-hmm. and only bought a bag of cabbage
yes.
at 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m. At 3...
What the... I would think I'm hallucinating.
First thing is, my outfit was fucked as well. It was, this jumper. My pink jumper. Bright orange. Remember the bright orange, tracksuit bottoms?
Yeah.
I still have those. They're pajamas now. It was those, and then I have lime green Crocs that I wear outside sometimes.
Right,
gardening.
It's someone who has just decided I need to leave the house.
Yes.
And any clothes will do.
Yes,
yeah.
And it wasn't until walking home when I realized this man must have thought this
was
dude.
A psychopath.
Yeah, one, I'm a psychopath, and two, I've been just in my house tied up in a straitjacket all day, and they're like, okay. You have your 10 minutes of excursion.
Right.
Make it count. And I'm like, fuck, fuck, fuck. I've not been outside in so long. Right. Fuck. What do normal people do? Convenience store. Hello, good sir. I'm here to make a purchase. I'm fuck from society at this stage. Now I don't want to fuck. What do normal humans buy in convenience stores?
You've been trapped in a house for 10 years and you're just interaction.
Shredded cabbage. You're just buying random shit from the store.
To be honest, a 3 a.m. shredded cabbage it's a weird thing to buy, though.
It is, yeah, but it's a banger. You throw that on a big ass katsu sandwich. Yeah, I was also making katsu sandwich, dude. What a banger.
I mean, making a katsu sandwich at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
also
I had oil already that I had used a few days before, so I was I gotta finish using this oil. Gotta make something.
That's fair enough.
Guess I'll make a katsu sandwich at 3 a.m. It was delicious. But then, dude, listen, you wanna go to bed at 3 a.m., you can't sleep. You make yourself a fucking katsu sandwich, you load that shit with cabbage, and you eat.
You pass out.
Bro, you eat that shit with a nice mug of tea. Like a mug. Bro, I remember finishing it being like, I'll listen to a podcast, and I'll slowly drift into...
there was a fucking day this week where I got up.
Yeah.
It was maybe 1 or 2 a.m.
Hell yeah.
I got up, and I'm like, I'm hungry. I should make some food. I wake up, I start cooking rice, I cook the rice, I make curry in the morning, it's 2 or 3, and I'm like, oh, rice isn't done, I'll just hang out, hang out until the rice is done, so I turn the curry off, it's just sitting on the stove or whatever, and I go back to fucking bed and wake up 4 hours later. Like, I didn't even wait the, like, 10 to 15 minutes that it was going to take to cook the rice. Like, I just got up and I was like, oh, yeah, right. I fucking made curry, like, 3 or 4 hours ago.
You've lost control of your fucking life.
Yeah, it is.
That's so funny.
It's, yeah, it's,
The idea of waking up.
Making know, an entire meal and yeah, then going back to bed.
I know how you make curry. You like made it properly. Like you made a curry. Like you cut up vegetables and like make the stock and shit. Make you guys went back to
There's something I will say though, being awake at like the hours from like 2 to 4 a.m.
It's great. I love it.
There's like a weirdness to that time. I don't know what it is.
Because 4 a.m. is the spookiest time, according to all the YouTube videos.
Yeah. It's true. But yeah, it's weird. There's like something just like weird. It's not like I'm like talking or interacting with someone
just
at
up,
like,
yeah,
2 to 4 a.m.
Yeah.
But there's something, there's like a weird aura about that time.
It's weird,
of
yeah,
the day.
It's very strange. I think I used to live, when I was my last year of university, my house had like a weird sliding roof outside of my door to my bedroom. So window to my bedroom. So I could leave my window and just sit on the roof.
Okay,
and at that time, like, obviously university stress. I'm stressed as fuck. I'm not sleeping because, like, my insomnia is, like, stress-induced.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stressing. So I'm getting, like, 3 hours of sleep a night. I'm like, what do I do for this all this other time? I can't study forever. So I ended up just, like, sitting on the roof. Because where the house was, you could, like, see the sky pretty clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So just be, like, sitting on the roof, watching the sky, being like, when will sleep come and embrace me?
Mm.
But it's so eerie. Because you're watching like things running around, like animals and shit are really active, like running around. Watch like foxes like dart through the garden and shit.
That's the weirdest thing too, dude. Like when I went outside one day, it was like 2 or 3 a.m. Like I just went outside because I'm like, I need to do something.
Yeah.
And then I see other people walking on the street.
Creepy.
My question is like, why know why I'm here?
Yeah.
Why are you here? Why are you here at 3 a.m.?
It's weird. Like, I've lost control of my life. I know why I'm here. What are you doing here? I know we're not the same.
Yeah.
Have you also lost control of your life?
Possibly.
It could be, actually. Legit.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, honestly, that's probably... In this country, that's more than likely.
Honestly, yeah. Like, especially, like, my bedroom's, like, right by, like, a pretty... moderately trafficked, like, route going into, like, a cul-de-sac-style living area. Like,
yeah.
A big, like, urbanized area. So people walk past us a lot. And the weirdest ones are like, I'll be in bed, I'll get up at like 4 a.m. I'll just like pop, like jolt awake at 4 a.m. I'm like, oh, I'm awake. Why am I awake? This sucks. Either way,
yep.
I'll stay in bed, I'll lie in bed. Eventually, sleep will come and like suffocate me back to its like gentle embrace. And I'll hear people like walking outside, not being like, it's just like,
right.
Yeah, you know, they're having like full conversation with the boys. Oh, you know, anyway. So, you know, and then I said to Dan, yeah, I said to him, it's not Onigiri. That's my wife. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, why are these? I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's 4 a.m. What are you doing outside having joyful conversations? Like, it's the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys, like, I hear them a lot at, like, random times. It's always late, super late. Because I don't know what they look like, but I know their voices. Mm-hmm. And it's always, like, two Japanese guys just going for a walk at, like, the wildest times.
Yeah. Like, it's like, what are you? Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, me and Sean do that sometimes. Like, we'll go out drinking, and then we'll continue drinking, and we'll walk as
we
drink.
Yeah, but you have a purpose.
Yeah. We have a purpose. We're clearly drinking. We're clearly going for a walk to finish the drinking. If someone sees us, they'll go, oh my God, two foreigners. Oh, they're drunk. Oh, whew. Thank God. Close one. We're perfectly okay.
Right.
They're here for a reason.
I thought I was going to get mugged.
I thought I was going to get mugged, but they're drinking? Perfectly okay. They're here for a reason. Yep. I clearly see why they're here. But two sober men going for a walk at 4 a.m., I'm calling the police.
It's weird.
I'm calling the police. Why are you here? What are you?
The only people that should be up at that time are the people who are refilling the vending machines.
Oh, the unsung heroes of the world.
Those are the only people that should be up at 2 to 4 a.m.
Oof, yes. There's a guy, I always hear him, like, zooming past my vending machine to refill it on his little fucking vending machine refilly thingy, like, at, like, 3 a.m. every fucking night, like clockwork. And I wondered, like, hey, is this guy actually filling the vending machine? You know the time where, like, I think it was during Corona and it was really hot and you couldn't get water anywhere? Mm-hmm. Like, the vending machines had no water.
Mm-hmm.
It was that. Guy passed the vending machine, and I'm like, yo, did he just fill the vending machine with water? Because my vending machine has had not only no water, but there's been
nothing
in
it.
My vending
no
machine.
Liquid.
Nothing for weeks. So I go back and I go down, I'm like, oh my God, bro has filled the vending machine, but he's only filled it with three things. Water, CC lemon, and a milk drink. I don't want any of these things. Apart from the water, I'll take that. I was like, must buy some of this water.
CC lemon's doable.
I love CC lemon. A milk drink in this temperature in Japanese summer.
Yeah, milk drink even in the best of times.
I hate it.
I'm not a fan.
No, I don't like it. I mean, if someone's like, "Hey, I got myself like a banana milkshake," I'll be like, "Sure, I'll have a swig."
I always like those kind of drinks. Always just make me feel sleepy.
Yeah, it's milk.
Yeah.
It's a Betty Bye drink, bro. It
immediately makes me want to sleep.
When I see someone order like a milk-based beverage in any location, I want to put a bib on them and rock them to sleep.
What about like yogurt-based beverages? Like a Pirukuru or...
Oof. Depends. Like a drinkable yogurt, you mean?
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, like...
Delicious.
Yeah, they're good.
That's lunch.
The Kalpis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't drop it like that.
What?
What? What is this called Kalpis?
Oh, what you said? Fuck off.
No, I said the name the way it said.
I hate Kalpis. I don't like it at all. I think it's gross. It's such a bad drink.
I mean, I don't like Kalpis either.
The drink or the biological thing that comes out of cows. They're both pretty fucking
weird. You know they changed the name in English, right?
Yes, they did, because it sounds like fucking Kalpis. Yeah,
it sounds like Kalpis.
Do you want to hear my theory about this?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I have a really good theory about this whole thing about Japanese companies putting things in the international market and not changing the names and not realizing that it has these connotations. Uh-huh. Like, there was Kalpis, there was, like, what, Pokemon, they changed to, like, Fuckman or something like that. There's, like, a whole bunch of things, but looking at Kalpis, I think this is
what happened. Because you could change the P to the F.
So the F, yeah, easily. I think this is what happened. In like the 80s and the 70s, there's a massive boom. Japan's like, well, we got money. We're like doing all this cool shit. Let's invest. Let's put some of our products in the Western market. Everyone's like, cool, sounds good. Let's take Kalpis. Cool, sounds good. Great idea. We're a big company, Kalpis. I'm very excited to launch the product line. I see nothing wrong with the current marketing. But hold on. Let's quickly check with our international representative. 85-year-old Tanaka Tanaka-kun. Who, as we know from his long service here, speaks fluent English. How do we know this? Well, he passed the TOEIC. And he also, he passed the TOEIC in fucking 1821. And we have no other foreigners, and we don't know any other foreigners. And every other foreigner we know here is an English teacher. And we don't want to talk to them because they're scary. Mm-hmm. So we're going to ask Tanaka Tanaka. And he's going to tell us, is there any problem? Tanaka, you spent some time in Seattle. Anything wrong with the name Kalpis going forward? And he's like, nope. As the only native speaker in the company and the only one profuse to speak English, I'm nope. No problems at all. I think that's what happened in every fucking company. In every single fucking company, there was someone in the fucking company who said they
said
spoke English.
Spoke English.
Oh, I did a term abroad. I did one semester in Seattle. Yeah, I speak English. Any tests? Nope.
Can you speak English right now?
Definitely.
I could, but you wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand it, sir. You understand it? I think it's probably the reverse. It's just like, wow, Tanaka, we have to test your English. Could you please answer these questions that we got from corporate? And it's like, what do you like?
I like
bananas.
Kalpis.
Wow, this guy's really. Yo, this guy's fucking good. Goddamn. Do you like Kalpis? Yes.
Yes.
I do. Fucking sentence you that. Hire this man right now. Probably triples his salary request. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't have anyone on the board who spoke enough English clearly. So when they were like shipping this stuff internationally, they didn't check if anyone, they just shipped it internationally, and they were like, cool, this works. And the backlash came, they were like, lol, this sounds like Kalpis, that's hilarious. And I'm like, oh, Tanaka.
What happened? You betrayed the company.
Tanaka, you fucked us on this one? And he's like, yeah, I'm retiring. I don't give a shit, dude. I'm 87 years old.
Yeah. They changed it to, what was it, Kalpico or something.
Kalpico. Dog shit. Terrible name.
Should have kept it Kalpis.
I would have kept it as Kalpis. Yeah, fucking
cowards. Cowards.
Keep it as Kalpis.
Cowards.
Cowards. You keep it as Kalpis. You double down. You change the logo to a cow.
Yep.
Just
to fuck with people.
Just fuck with people. You dye it yellow.
I mean, isn't that what milk is? Just Kalpis.
It's just Kalpis.
Yeah.
It's just Kalpis. That's it. You change it to a cow, the logo.
Yep.
You change the color to yellow. You dye it.
You just make it banana flavored.
Ooh, that sounds disgusting. I'd probably drink it at least twice. It's one of those ones where I'm like, yuck. One was it just to make sure it's disgusting. Yeah, I mean, just to make sure it's horrible.
Banana Kalpis is all right. I don't mind it.
When it comes from yellow cows.
Yeah. I suppose the pink ones, the strawberry, comes from.
Yeah. I read a really funny Reddit story where basically someone was saying that until their like 20s, they generally thought chocolate milk came from like brown cows, and they were
fucking retarded.
No, yes, they thought that shit because in the comments, everyone's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And they were like, "No, they were like, I thought that chocolate, like brown cows gave chocolate milk, and the reason they gave chocolate milk was because they were feeding like the cows, of course, a diet of like cow stuff, but also cocoa beans." And thus the milk became chocolatey. And then strawberry, yeah, right? And then strawberry, they're like same thing. And like because they ate the thing or that colored thing all the time,
right?
Their color changed to brown, and the red ones.
In that case,
yeah,
I understand the logic.
I get the logic, yes.
But fucking dumb.
Yes, because a quick Google would have shown the truth.
Figure that out.
Hey, does chocolate milk come from brown cows? Google's like, go back to school. You're not done yet. Put it back in the oven. It's not finished cooking.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But no, it was like a whole thing. And they're like, it was one of those anonymous, embarrassing things that you believe to a long age type of Reddit threads. They're like, you know, I'm like 32 now. I don't believe it anymore, guys. I'm just saying when I was like, until my 20s, guys, please stop.
But 20s.
20s is like, 20s dude, is crazy. What? 20s is crazy. Imagine. You're
like 12 away. 20.
Imagine you're in university.
Not 20. 20s.
20s. Who knows when he stopped?
Yeah.
Could be 3 years
what
ago.
What the fuck?
Bro, that's dude, crazy.
That's.
Yeah. My week was fun, David.
What'd you do?
Yesterday, because for those who can hear, my voice is a bit fucking raspy. That was a little friend's birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. His big 33. Pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a milestone. 33.
I know. But it was fun. It's a good birthday. It's a friend around Akiba, a very interesting dude, very busy. Tristan is his actual name. He's cool. He's friends with like and works with like various like Gravio models and such.
Mm.
So like at the event, there was like a bunch of like Gravio models. They're just like hanging out because they're friends with him, like partying, whatever. Because I don't know anything about this world. Like I don't go out looking for Gravio models. I don't know who these models are. When they come up on my timeline, I tend to mute it because I'm on the train. I can't have big titty, scantily clad people popping up on my Instagram while I'm riding the train to work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of these things are muted. So sorry to say, you know, I don't know who these people are. So I'm walking around like, you know, saying hi to everyone, like introduce myself, like get into conversations. I'm trying really hard not to ask people like, so what'd you do? Because like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to be the one to start this conversation about like this person being like a model or not. But then also, what if they're not, you know? So
right.
I can't then be like, hey, you look like you'd wear scantily clad clothes. Are you also a Gravio model? Like, you can't do that.
You look like a slag.
You're like a slag. Would you wear some model? Like, you can't assume these things, you know what I'm saying? So I'm walking to this party, just like talking to random people that are hanging out. And there was one girl there. I was like, oh, this girl probably isn't a Gravio model. She looked really young. She was really young. So she looks really young. She was young. Nah, she's probably just like, a friend, secretary, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
So sitting around, we're talking, hanging out, doing whatever. And then she's asking like about my story in Japan. Like, why are you here? What do you do here? We're having a great conversation. Fucking hilarious. Jokes are flying. Everyone's like laughing. It's fucking cool. And she's like, bro, you're hilarious. I'm like, guilty. She's like, I'm going to follow you. What's your Instagram? I'll follow you. And I'm like, Afro in Japan. She's like, that's so fucking stupid. I'm like, I know, right? We're laughing, hanging out. She follows me. I was like, oh, let me get my phone. My phone's on the other side of the room. It's charging. I'll grab it, come back. I'll give you follow back. She's like, cool. I didn't give you a second. I did. Pick up my phone. Oh, I got some new followers. I was like, oh, he's following me. Over my phone. Not only was this girl a Gravio model, like all of her photos was like scantily clad, giant.
Of course.
Giant tits.
Of course, yeah. What do you expect?
I wasn't prepared. I felt like a nun. I was like, oh, good heavens. I was like, like, that was my reaction. Because literally, I'm, like, doing, like, Hail Marys and shit. I'm in the corner of praising the Lord. I'm like, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I have not sinned, but listen, my eyes, they betrayed me, bro. Help me out on this one. Like, I saw it, and I was like, yo, what the fuck? So I went back, and I was like, yo, you're a Gravio model? She's like, yeah. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? I was like, you gave me the jump scare of my fucking life. I didn't expect this on your page. Like, I expected, like, I don't know. I expected, like, I don't know. cafes and cake stuff and
regular people,
regular stuff. Yeah, QC shit, not like your entire Gravio model page. But it's cool. She was really cool, like legitimately down to earth cool people. But then like we're looking around, like other creators were there. Oh, do you know who I finally met? I finally met to forget his name is bad because I just met him. Dun, dun. Oh my god, not the
rude.
Max. I know, I'm bad.
Max.
Max DeCampo. This dude.
Max DeCampo. I recognize the
dude. Yeah. Now. He's cool. Yeah. What are the this is fuck. Okay. This is very what's the word? It happens a lot in like this industry where I know who everyone is because it's my job to know who everyone is, more or less. But I've not met everyone. But I don't remember how many people I've met.
Okay.
So out of all the people I know of, I should say, how many, who have I met before? Who have I spoke to before? If we're not like bros, I do not fucking remember if we've met or not, which is bad. So right. my thing, I learned this from Chris. Chris just goes, just treat everyone like they're bros. Treat everyone like they're your best friend. Like you've met them before, you've hung out before, you know them. That way, if you know them, no harm, no foul. You know them, excellent. But if you don't know them, it's fine. Because even then, you just come across as a really cheerful guy. And I took Chris's idea because I was like, I don't remember if I've met Max or not. So I'm going to treat him like I've met him before. I walk into the party. I see him and I'm like, Max. Hands on his shoulder. Bro, how you doing, man? Handshake. Long time, dude. Give me a second. I'm going to throw my coat down. Successful human interaction. Wipe a little sweat from my brow. Continue the day, throw my bag off, throw stuff, grab a beer. Max like, hey man, long time, we're talking, hanging out, we're drinking a beer, hanging out. So I'm thinking, oh, I haven't been before, cool. We're conversating, we're talking for like 20 minutes. And then Max is like, okay, Jordan, I gotta ask, this might go on. He's like, have we met before? And I'm like, Max, I don't think I'm like, Max, I don't think we've ever met before. And he's like, okay, thank fuck. I'm like, what? He's like, Jordan, listen, I see you everywhere. He's like, you have fingers in all the pies. I see you everywhere. I see you on Instagram. I see you doing things at Talk Creative. I'll see you doing things on Kyushu's official account. And I see you so much. I'm like, oh, the Afro guy. Yeah, I know him. But he's like, no, I don't. I don't know you. I've never met you before. I have no idea who you are. But I don't, because I see you everywhere, I don't remember if I've met you or not. And we're just like in hysterics. I'm like, bro, I had no idea if I'd met you or not. So I was like, I don't know how to deal with the social situation. So I'm just going to pretend I know you. And he was like crying. I'm like, he's like, I did the same thing. I've done it so many times. And I'm like, that's really bad. And he was telling me the story where like, he was like one time, he had talked to this guy for like 20 minutes and he had met the guy before.
Yeah.
Tons of times apparently, but he forgot he met the guy. So he was like, hey bro, where do I know you from? And the guy's like, bro, we've met like 7 times. And he's like, so I know, but I think they met like briefly, like bunch of times, but like briefly. And this is like the longest time they've spoken, but because they'd met so many times so briefly, he remembered the guy, but he's like, from where do I know you from? But the question came out as like, where do I know you from, bro? Like it was like that. And he was like, I fucked the whole situation. And he's like, you know when you wake up in a cold sweat because like a bad memory has kept you awake? He's like, it's that memory for him.
No. Okay.
He's like, that memory keeps him awake to this day. And it happened like 2.5 years ago.
Jesus. Let it go.
Let it go, dude. Let it go. But it's so fucking funny.
That's a long time, dude.
It's so funny. I think not all the time, but it comes up enough that he's like, oh, I should call him and tell him I'm sorry that I fucked him like that.
Say I have that problem much.
Yeah. You...
My problem is like, I don't remember anyone's fucking name. I am extremely good at remembering faces. Like I know, I've met you in person, and like I can recall back to like the exact like point I met you.
That's pretty good.
But I will not remember your fucking name.
Fuck, dude, same. It's so hard. I think it's very difficult to remember people's names. Like especially when you're in like a Arlie, you bring it up again. You're in like an Arlie situation where you're meeting like 20 people in an evening.
Yep.
You are not going to remember everyone, let alone like remember everyone's names. Like it's super difficult, honestly. Listen, chat, Discord, if anyone has any advice on like how to remember people's names better, please give it to me because I'm about to meet a fuck ton of people in a couple of weeks and I need to learn how to remember people's names in a way that I'm not going to like, it's not going to slip through the fucking grates of my mind. You know what I mean? So yeah, put it in the chat, put it in the Discord. Greatly appreciated, please. Outside of that, my week's been pretty tame. Had a really weird gym session a little while ago. So, Anytime Fitness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, make this make sense, David, because this is once again like Japan being stupid and giving me a headache. So Anytime Fitness is like a chain gym. They're everywhere.
Yeah, it's like a 24-hour chain gym.
Yeah. They're not only anywhere in Japan. They're like everywhere in the world.
They're in the UK. They're all over.
Yeah. Canada, the UK, they're in America. The best.
I don't know if I've seen one in Canada.
Oh, no.
They might be. They might be in like bigger cities than where I'm.
Okay, from, that makes sense, yeah. They're in Australia as well, for one thing. And then the thing about this gym is that if I get my membership in Japan, okay, and I get like a fob, I can go to America and use their gyms. I can go to the UK
and
I can use their gyms. I can go anywhere in Japan, anywhere in the world. It's a great concept. It's great for those who are like traveling, great for those who are like working and need like places to go to work out while they're on the road, blah, blah, blah. It's really good. That's why I'm a member of this gym, because I was like moving around so much for work. I needed a gym that was like everywhere. And it happened to be that gym. Mm-hmm. But cool. Fast forward to a couple of days ago. Me and my boy were like, let's hit the gym after work. It's going to be cool. Quick gym session. He's like, oh, yeah. I don't have Anytime membership, but Anytime has day passes. You can pay like 2,000 yen and you can get like a day pass and you can use the gym all day.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. So I was like, cool, let's do that. Sounds good. We go to the gym, we walk in. I'm like, hey, I got a membership, 1 day pass. The guy's like, I'm like, a day pass. He's like, I'm like, a day pass? Day pass? And he's like, oh, Tencho! So I've asked a question out of the normalized dialogue chain. So I fucked the system entirely. So Tencho runs out. Tencho's like, then he was like, how can I help you out? What's going on? I'm like, I just want a day pass. Like, just give me a day pass. And he's like, give me a second. He's like aggressively typing. I gotta access the fucking mainframe to find what this fucking thing is. And he's like, okay. Yeah. We don't have day passes here. And I'm like,
okay.
Oh. I'm like checking the size. I'm like, is this Anytime? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, Anytime has day passes. He's like, oh, no. We don't have day passes here at this branch of Anytime. I'm like, Wait. Why not?
It's only at specific ones.
That makes no sense, because in any of every other country in the world, it's in every single fucking. So he's like, yeah, we don't have them. We don't have day passes here. And I'm like, wait, So, okay, cool. Could you give me a list of gyms that have day passes? Man looks me in the eye and goes, oh, have you tried Gold's Gym? They have day passes. I'm like, hold on. Why are you telling me to go to your competitor gym? He's like, yeah, when foreigners come here asking for day passes, we just send them to Gold's. I'm like, exactly. Fuck me. Exactly. So I'm like, hold on. You have enough people coming to this gym, enough international people coming to the gym and being like, hey, bro, I'm here for X amount of time.
Can I have a day pass?
Yeah, I'm going to give you 2,000 yenis for a day pass. And I'll probably only train here once for a couple hours. You guys are making 2,000 yen at probably like, in the morning when no one's there, middle of the day on a fucking Wednesday when no one's there, guy walks in, here's free money, can I train for a bit? And you go, nah, let's not implement the system. So I'm like, okay, can I have a list of gyms that have like a day pass? Can you like print me out a list? He's like, oh, okay. So he's fucking hammering these keys. He's like, oh, the gym down the road, it's like the other side of the station. The gym down the road might have day passes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, sir, pause. Run your sentence back for me. You're telling me it might have day passes. I need some definites, because from where we're standing to that gym, that's a 20-minute walk. It's the other side of the station, you know? I don't want to go all the way there for them to tell me, oh, Taihen Gomenasai, we also don't have things. Can you make sure they have day passes? Could you confirm this? Call them if you have to. You work here. Make this happen. Bro was like, no worries, dude. I got you. Back on the fucking mainframe, attacking the fucking system, hitting them keys really fucking hard. He looks up and goes, ah, Taihen Moshimake, gozaimasu deshita. I'm like, that's cool. He's like, yeah, they don't have day passes. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah.
Why don't you just have them? Like,
why just, like, yeah. It's making sense. I'm going to throw a fucking, ooh, David is going to annoy you. Ready?
Like, couldn't you just, like, get a, I don't know, like, you know, at a, what's it called? At like an onsen, they give you like a fucking stick in a locker and you rent the locker and that's it.
That's it. That's all it'll take. The thing is, you only need the fob.
Yeah.
To get into the gym.
So just have temporary fobs.
Only to, once you're in the gym, you don't, so put it this way. You hit the fob on the thing, you get into the gym. Once you're in the gym, you don't need the fob again. To leave the gym, you just leave the gym. That's it. So you get in, you just go, hey, I want a day pass. And you go, okay, let me get a fucking name.
Here's
a name tag. I write day pass on it. Slap it to your chest. There you go. Yokozo. That's 2,000 yen worth of stick right there.
Yeah, exactly.
The profit is insane. It's so easy as well. Like, it's so easy to do. So it's like, why don't you just have this in, like, fuck me, dude. So then we're like, okay, fair enough. This plan is going nowhere. This is getting annoying. I guess we're going to call it quits. No gym. My friend jumps in. He's like, wait a minute. Don't you guys have like a free like training session thing you guys do? Like an introductory training session where you can like play with all the weights for free? And like, yeah, we have that. It's like, wait a minute. What? He's like, yeah. If you come in before, I think it was like 7, you come in before 6:30 and you could just use the gym for free. You come and you say, hey, I want to do a day practice thing on the gym and we'll show you around the gym. Then you can train for free. So I'm looking at this man. Thank you. What? How does it make sense? What business model is this? So you're telling me you will not.
If you show up at this time, you can't get in. But if you show up at this time, everything's free.
Everything's fucking free. I'm sitting here. And I'm like, you get this. I'm getting so flustered. It's taking me back. So I'm like, you get this doesn't make sense, right? I'm offering you 2,000 yen to use the gym. And your response is, no. Thank you. Next time, come in earlier and you can just use it for free. And I'm holding my head.
And why can't I just use it for free now?
Why can't I just use it for free now? And
why he's can't like, I just use it for free forever?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, the staff leave at like 7. I'm like, what do the staff being here have to do with me using the gym? I don't want to, as said before.
And staff aren't watching you fucking...
Nothing.
During your entire workout session, like what the fuck?
They just go have fun and then you dip. And once again, you don't need the fob to leave the facility. You just leave. So they're like, this is painful. My brain is hurting me.
That makes no fucking sense.
So I'm saying to the guy, I'm like, okay, is this the policy in all anytime gyms? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay, is there like a flat policy for all the gyms? He's like, no, it changes. I'm like, depending on the gym? He's like, yeah. Depending on the gym you go to, the policy and stuff, everything changes.
It's all the same chain.
It's all the same chain, David.
What the fuck?
It's all the same chain.
It's like going to McDonald's being like, we don't serve fries on Tuesday.
Yeah. And you're like, why? And it goes, nah, you know.
Oh, it's just this store. It's fucking...
Tencho hates fries, bro. The manager hates them, dude. He's like, listen.
Welcome to Fryless Friday, where we... fucking don't make fries.
Welcome to Fried Banza Thursday, where we only make fries. That's what we don't sell fries on Friday.
Because we cook them all on Thursday.
Fucking rat out, dude.
Fuck.
Can I have a Big Mac? Nah. Sorry, dude. We don't have those here. Yeah, we don't sell those at this store. What do you sell? Baconators? The fuck?
We sell the Large Mac.
We still have the moderate Mac here.
Big is such a... We don't like that word.
Tencho doesn't like the word big, so we've changed all the menu things. So the Big Mac is now the moderate Mac. The McMuffin is now the Mac Muffin. So could you please use the correct names?
The great at any size burger.
Tencho's vegan. We have no chicken nuggets here. We have tofu bites.
At that point, it's like not even fucking McDonald's. It's like a different store.
I'd be so pissed. Welcome to McDonald's Vegan Edition. Welcome to McDonald's Light. No. So we left the gym just so frustrated, just confused. We're like dazed. We're like, this was like a workout.
Yeah, that doesn't
of the brain.
Make any fucking sense.
No, it didn't make any sense. It was a workout of the brain. I was like in pain. It really fucking hurt. But yeah, that's what I was doing this week, David. Very fucking fun. Ah, fuck me, dude. Did you, I'm changing topics, guys. I apologize. Did you hear about what happened to McDonald's this week?
Did they change the name of the Big Mac?
No, fuck off!
I just happened to use that as an example. But no, something actually happened at McDonald's?
Yeah, did you hear about this?
No.
Okay, I'm going to find it. I'm going to bring up the thing. I'm gonna bring up the article. It's really good. So basically, this week something insane happened with McDonald's, and I think it also happened in other places as well. Let me open it up.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Here's the article. It happened 2 days ago.
Okay.
On March 16th, McDonald's apologizes for a global system outage that shut down some stores for hours.
Okay.
What happened was, this is in London, but happened in Japan as well. London, McDonald's apologizes Friday for a global technological outage that shut down some restaurants for hours. The company said the outage was caused by a third-party technology provider that was not a cybersecurity issue. It started around 12 a.m. CDT during a configuration test that was close to being resolved. Around 12 hours later, the Chicago-based company said, reliability and stability of our technology are priority. I know how frustrating it can be when there are outages. I understand that this impacts you, your restaurant items, and our customers, said the chief dude in charge of McDonald's. So basically, the entirety of McDonald's just shut down.
Okay.
Just all stopped working. All the tills stopped working. You couldn't use the tills because their system fucking bugged out. So in Japan, all their tills shut down as well. And then, like, there's like all these photos on Twitter of people posting like this. Like, people posting, like, doors being closed because, like, the system shut down. And my friend Sam was saying in her McDonald's, they were only selling, like, fries. Like, because they'd cooked a bunch of fries.
Right.
So they're only selling fries. And because the tills weren't working, they had, like, pieces of paper and calculators to work out, like, what people's change was and stuff.
Yeah.
Because nothing was, the whole thing fucked down. Yeah. Nothing was working. Didn't hear about this?
No.
Dude, it was crazy.
I was losing control of my life.
Oh, good point. Yeah, that takes. Yeah, so the entire thing shut down. And at first, everyone thought it was just Japan. So just Japan? Yeah. People in Japan thought it was just Japan. So they were like, oh, wow, the Japanese McDonald's system shut down. Isn't that a shame? That's kind of annoying. And they're like, oh, it's Australia too? Oh, it must be a Pacific Eastern thing. Oh, it's also London and America. It's everywhere. It's a global system fucking failure.
That seems like a bad idea to have one system tied to every single McDonald's on the planet.
Yeah, I fucking agree. How dumb is that? I'm curious about how much stock was stolen when the system shut down. Because if you're working for a McDonald's and you've cooked yourself a Big Mac for the customer to pay for, and then, oh no, the tills, they've gone down. We can't take any money. Oh no, Tencho, but I've just loaded a bag of fries in the deep fryer. Guess I'll have to take these.
Oh, that's never stopped McDonald's. They'll sell you old fries.
Oh, dirty bastards.
Fucking soggy, fucking floppy ass fries. Oh. There's I'm
going.
Not to change topics.
No, but continue.
There is nothing sadder than a soggy McDonald's fry.
Agreed.
If I get a soggy McDonald's fry, I am the most disappointed person in the fucking world.
I really enjoy a cheeky McDonald's occasionally. Every now and again, I'll be like, ooh, McDonald's, might smash that. Sounds pretty good. And the only thing that puts me off is that you have, like, one bad meal at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not up to, like, that McDonald's standard you want from McDonald's, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
Right.
It's just going to be McDonald's. Okay, yeah, it's going to be okay enough to be like, yeah, this is McDonald's. This is what I wanted.
Right.
I remember getting, like, in Japan, we have something called pote nage dai, which is basically like two orders of fries and then like 20 nuggets or 50 nuggets. It's fucking sick. It's delicious. I'm here for that. And I got that and I was very excited for my fresh nuggets and these delicious fries that I was going to destroy when I got home. And I get back and it was just like the worst nuggets of my life. Like stale, like clearly double fried, bad,
garbage
nuggets. And but like eating like half and being like, I don't think I'm going to eat McDonald's again for at least 6 months. I didn't. For so long, I was like, I'm done. Like, and every time I'd be like, ooh, McDonald's. No. The memories of the nuggets would come back to me, and I'm like, I don't want to waste my money again on that. So thank you, McDonald's, for making me healthy during that period of time.
I was recently, I think it was maybe like a week or 2 weeks ago, I had McDonald's, and it was like...
Good.
It was like nearly perfect. Like,
oof.
Like, oof. It was so good.
Mm.
I don't know why, but like when I ordered a Big Mac.
Hell yeah.
And when I opened it up, it looked like exactly like the fucking picture.
Bro.
I was like, Did Jesus himself make this? Dude, like, what the fuck?
Ronald McDonald himself, yeah, bro.
No shit.
Chefing in that kitchen, yeah, dog.
But I was like, I was just blown away. I'm like, this is like, it wasn't crushed down.
Yep.
It was like nicely shaped. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. fries weren't shit. I'm like, what has, what planets have aligned why this is like perfect? Bro. I don't understand.
There is,
it was fucking great.
There is something fucking delectable. I might smash my nose then, I'm not gonna lie, but there is something delicious, something so appealing, so you know what I mean, it hits every box. Yep. When you get that takeaway and it's fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude. But I'm currently on a mission to lose how much I'm trying to lose. I want to get back down to 73-74. So I'm like on a mission to not destroy my body for a little while. Mm-hmm. while I go back down and wait. So I'm currently experiencing a lot of muscle pains. I've been going to the gym often again. But there's something very good about having that one cheat day and being like, I'm going to go McDonald's. I'm going to go the hardest I've ever gone. I'm going to get everything. Things I don't even normally get. I'm going to get a McFlurry. Fuck it. Do I even like McFlurries? Not really.
Not really.
Not really. Am I going to get one? Fuck yeah. It's going to be fucking delicious, dude. Every fucking time. But yeah. Stuff like that. Oh, dude. Absolutely delectable. But swinging back to the McDonald's store. Globally, every single like McDonald's has been shut down. So there were situations where, obviously, being in Japan, it was a little bit different because stores here don't really shut down for like those like minor reasons. And normally, big like technological things like that will get fixed pretty quickly in Japan. But because the fix had to come from, I think, head office in like America or something,
yep.
There's nothing you could have done. So I can only imagine like how much people must have been panicking, like freaking
the fuck out. Yeah, shit's fucking busted. And some McDonald's run 24 hours. So they're like, fuck.
What do we do? Like, fuck that, dude. Like, also, what do you do with the staff as well? Like, staffing? Because stores were shutting down. Stores were like the store in my station just shut down. They were like, we're done. It was funny. They printed off a little piece of paper to be like, sorry guys, system's fucked. We're shutting down for today. See you tomorrow. And they like taped it on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, this one guy had the best reaction. He was clearly jonesing from fucking McDonald's. Because I'm like walking towards the station. I can see him. He leaves the gate. He's walking towards McDonald's. I see him. He's got a pep in his fucking step. He walks up to the McDonald's door, turns in, gasps. He's like, I'm watching him read the note. He reads the note, looks up at the store, reads the note again, and he does one of these. He does the whole, he does the whole, drats. He's like, ah, dang it. He does one of those. He was so pissed that there was no McDonald's.
I mean, sometimes you just want McDonald's.
Dude, it's so funny. Because I was watching people pass the store. I just like, look at the sign and be like, oh, that's annoying. Well, guess I'll cook something for dinner. But this man, he's been on this train since fucking Osaka. He went to Tokyo. He transferred. He chore lined down to where we are now. Bro, he was mad. He was so upset.
If you want McDonald's, I'd be mad too.
No, I see. I was like, oh, this poor guy.
But like, where are you going to go?
After? No, that's the thing. Okay, question. Fuck me. I'm thinking of the question. It's impossible. You want McDonald's. You're jonesing for it. You want a Big Mac. You want some fries. You want some nugs maybe. Maybe McFlurry. Barbecue sauce on the side. One of those mustard things. Delicioso. You want that. Mm-hmm. You want a McDonald's. It's closed down. You don't want to cook. That's what you're here for.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
What do you do? Where do you go? What's the next step? Because you want a Big Mac. Yoshida? Yuck. Matsuya? I don't want that. I don't want rice. That's why I'm going to McDonald's.
Okay, well, you have a couple options.
Where would you go? What's the ranking?
I mean, hang on. Let's list out what we got for options. Okay.
I'm jumping ahead of myself. Okay.
You got Burger King.
A banger.
Moss Burger.
Okay.
Lotteria.
Ooh, Lotteria's pretty fucking good. Okay.
Wendy's. First Kitchen. And then what other? Well, I mean, it's Wendy's First Kitchen. And then I'm sure there's got to be another. Like Freshness Burger, but that's not everywhere.
Nah, there's barely any of those anywhere. Oof. So right off the bat, we can agree, Moss Burger's out. Fuck that.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Disgusting.
That's
awful.
It tastes fine, but like, they're sliders. Like,
yeah.
I don't...
If anyone's seen Chris's video where he's walking around,
want to eat a tiny hamburger.
Have you seen Chris's video where he's walking around talking about different foods and stuff in Japan? Mm. I was watching like sections of it. Probably not, it's fine. There's like sections of it. There's this one section where he's basically like, he goes to Mos Burger and he's like, this place is dog shit. And I'm like, he's right. It is.
He's right.
It's like the worst burger chain in Japan. Hands down. Hands fucking down. I went there when I was a student one time because this girl was like, oh, Mos Burger, it's my favorite burger place in Japan, it's really good. And I was like, well, that's cool, I'll give it a go. I go to Mos Burger, I try one of the burgers, we break up because someone of bad your opinion is that bad. This is your favorite burger place in Japan, we broke up.
Oh man, I can't even imagine. I broke up with you because you like Mos Burger.
But
you know what, fair,
you're crazy. Fair.
Yeah,
if your
opinion about hamburgers is that Mos Burger is your favorite, yeah, there we go. You have some issues.
We have to. We can't. This will not continue because I have good taste. We clearly like different things.
When you know, you know.
When you know, you know. I was like, I took a bite and I was like, oh, the relationship's over. Cool. We're done here. Cool. Excellent. Shake hands. Good job. Sign of deeds. Let's call it a day. So that's out.
Relationship is like a Mos Burger burger, small and unfulfilling.
Unfulfilling. And funny enough, expensive.
Expensive.
For a slider, they're like $8.
Yeah.
Actually, fuck yourself. Like, that's insane. With the giant, like, chunks of tomato in and shit.
Fucking Dan. He's like, I also had Mos Burger in Hiroshima Station. I also don't talk to that girl anymore. Not a coincidence.
Told you, dude. Listen.
Yeah.
If a girl says to you, go to McDonald's, go to a Mos Burger, that's a red flag.
So bye-bye.
Bye. It's a red fucking flag, dude. It's terrible.
How about I just go home?
I'll just go home. Oh, we should have Mos Burger. You can have Mos Burger.
Nope.
I'm going to lick the floor. It's probably more fucking calorie dense, dude. Like, get actually yeah. fucked. But yeah. He was like, you know what? We got Burger King, Wendy's, First Kitchen. Burger King,
I've never
Wendy's
really
First
had
Kitchen.
Wendy's here. It's in pretty good. Japan. Is it similar to, like,
I've
the West?
Never had Wendy's in the West.
Oh, okay. So you've yeah. only had Wendy's here. Gotcha.
I've only had Japan Wendy's. It was I good. I really liked it. But I only had
I
it.
Would have to compare.
You have
I
to compare?
Like a, I would. I ate. There was a time when I was working at Costco where the only fast food place within walking distance for lunch was a Wendy's. So I ate Wendy's like fairly frequently.
Think you're bored of it?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's pretty good. Decent.
It's fucking greasy as shit though.
Yeah. I think that's my problem with Wendy's. Like the one time I had it years ago, one time, two times, whatever, years ago in Japan, I remember being like, this shit's like fucking heavy, dude. I'm going.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
A Baconator is like just.
It's one of those things where I eat it and then I'm like, I'm gonna shit myself. Like this is it's too much. It's gonna like glide into the fucking bowl like a bobsledder. Like it's gonna leave no marks, dude. It's disgusting. It's too much. I think that's probably why I've not had it again for years. Cause it's a lot, you know what I mean? It's too much.
There was a time like when I worked that Costco job.
Yeah.
Cause there's just all like manual labor shit. There'd be like days where like two Baconators in one
sitting. Oh yeah, of course.
Like I needed like a million fucking calories. Cause all I was doing all day was moving like fucking treadmills and shit.
Yeah, it's fucking awful. I think it was when I was doing I liked doing stock work when I was doing stock work for this grocery store. But at the same time, you're eating like ridiculous calories because you're lifting like heavy boxes all fucking day. But the good thing about it is that no one bothers you.
Right, that's
really,
true.
It's really good. I really enjoy that. Like the manager's always like, oh, no one wants to take these stocking shifts. I was like, bro, I'll take that. Gladly. Can I control the radio down there? Fuck yeah, I'll take that shift, dude. Put my own music on, take a nap in the crisps. Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. I once built myself a little fort out of the chip boxes. Little nap.
Hell yeah.
Little nap.
Did I ever tell you? This is brought back like
go on.
Good job stories.
Go
oh, fuck. This is like the funniest thing. Have you ever seen someone get fired in real time?
No, go on.
Oh, God, man.
Oh, juicy.
Oh, it's
juicy.
It's so fucking funny. Okay, so like, I was working at Walmart at the time.
Oh, God, go on.
And I was working in the produce section.
Yeah.
And the special thing about the produce section, at least at this store,
was
that the produce section had its own back room because it had to have a cooler for all the vegetables.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? Or like all the stuff that comes in like frozen in the ice so you keep it cold. So yeah, the ice doesn't melt. But because of that, we have a shitload of cardboard. Like we get so much cardboard because everything that's a vegetable comes in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
So in our back room, we just used to have like these big, like they're probably like a plastic like tub that you could push around, like huge, like probably as big as both of these desks combined. Like
Jesus.
And you could push it around,
fuck
right?
Me. Okay, yeah. Wow.
And we throw cardboard into this fucking thing. And one day, I don't remember this guy's name.
Mm.
I'm gonna say his name is Corey. Corey nice. Seems like a name. Ugh, that,
classic Corey.
But so he's like just like notoriously a shit worker. Like he's perfectly fine to hang out with, right? But he's just like notoriously fucking shitty, right? And he's working with us in the fucking produce section. And I remember, what was it? You, Dan? Did you work with me? Hang on, it'll spoil the story. Don't read it.
Oh, go.
So I'm in the back room because we had finished stocking or whatever, right? Mm. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna go like hang out or whatever, right? Just shirking his responsibilities." I'm like, "Cool, okay. Classic. Like, I'm gonna like
classic
wash the floor or something because like usually we had to do it at the end of a shift. So I'm like, I'll just fucking wash it now, and then at the end of the shift, all we'll have to do is just do like a quick wipe down,
and you'll be done. Yeah.
Efficient. Typically, nobody comes in and fucking bothers us.
Of course.
Typically, nobody. Right. So I'm in the back room and I'm cleaning like all the drains with like the fucking chemicals and I'm cleaning the floor and shit and I'm mopping the floor in the back, and not only does my manager come in, both of my managers, morning and night shift, and the regional manager,
shut the fuck up,
all come in the door, and as I'm mopping the floor, and they're like, "Oh, like, are you cleaning the back room?" And I'm like, it's part of my job. They're like, "Oh, like, good job, like, you know, like, oh, you've like, you know, you're going above and beyond what you need to do, because you don't need to do that right now." I'm like, "Great, cool." And they're like,
"Great, cool."
They're like, "Is anyone else like working with you right now?" And I'm like, "Oh, Corey's working with me
somewhere."
And they're like, "Do you know where he is?" And I'm like, "No."
Am I his mom?
I'm like, no. I don't know where he is. Maybe he's on break, I don't know.
Yeah,
right. And then I didn't realize this, but we had taken the cardboard bins and pushed them like down at the end where they usually go, like at the back of like this, our back, like the racks, right?
Yeah.
He had climbed into the fucking cardboard bin and was fucking sleeping in it.
No. What a fucking shit.
All three of them.
No fucking way.
Fucking see him sleeping. Cause like I hadn't seen him because it was like parked away around the corner. So they went to go look at something in the back room because it had like a water. Like boiler or something. And they walk past the shelves.
Yeah.
And immediately to their left, here's fucking Corey.
Just falls to fucking sleep.
Sleeping in the fucking cardboard bin.
What a fucking idiot. Wait, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
This is a Disney after school fucking drama. An idiot.
That man didn't even last till the end of his shift. Jesus. He was fucking done like immediately.
Fuck. Wow.
They took him to like the back office and he was fucking done. He's like, "Well, Dave, gonna go home. Have a good rest of your shift. See you never." I'm like, "All right, dude. Like, see you later." And then I never saw that man again.
You know, they gave him like a fucking countrywide ban. Like, do not rehire this fucking man.
Oh, man.
Oh, what a fucking idiot, dude.
I couldn't believe that he was sleeping back. Because, like, I didn't even know where he went.
Yeah. He just vanished.
And, like, he was, like, 10 feet away from me in the fucking cardboard bin.
Like, the thing about that as well is, like, yeah, sure, maybe no one's going to check on you. You got to have systems in place, my guy. You can't just be like, "I'm just going to take a cheeky nap."
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that kind of shit as well. From the sounds of it, he was napping for a while, too. Oh, what a little shit. Yeah, of course he was fired.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. You don't want to work for that guy.
No, nope, not particularly.
I hate that. There is nothing I hate more than working with people who are like just dog shit at their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like the funnest person I worked for, a guy called James, fucking sick. This dude was like also doing stock stuff. We both did the morning shift and we were like on it. It was all stock and we're like, the quicker we get this done, the quicker we can sit behind the counter and drink tea all day.
Mm.
And that's what we want. That was the goal. So, like, stock would come in, would start unloading, start unpacking. I think generally they were like, "Oh, this normally takes like 3 to 4 hours to finish for two people. Then once it's done, blah, 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 blah." we wrapped up in like an hour and a half every time. We're like, efficiency. We had a system with efficiency. We're like, blah, 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 blah. Gear all done. Hour and a half goes by. We're done. Shelves, stock, things faced. Tea's being fucking brewed. We had one of the managers used to come in to work in the back room, in the back office for the stock deliveries. And she was like, oh, you guys are like so efficient at this. I'm just going to like shit at the back out of the way. Cause like, if I come out on the shop floor, I'm going to be in the way. I'll shit in the back. And it ended up just her being like, oh, tea lady. She basically just like realized, well, these guys can just do the job. I'll just make tea. So like, we'd be like in the store, like going fucking goblin mode, like getting all this shit away. And she's like, Jordan, milk? I'm like, yeah, I spot milk in that. Sugar? Nah, it's just milk. Excellent. James, milk, sugar? You know how I like it. Excellent. Because it's been that long right. that it was like, guys, I'm making tea. I'll have one. Gotcha. She knows how we like it. Mm-hmm. Every time. I had my own fucking cup in that store. I bought my cup from home because I was like, if I'm drinking this much tea, I might as well. I had a fucking cup. It was so much fun, dude. And I spent like 3.5 hours sitting behind the counter, gossiping, drinking tea, and just chilling. And barely anyone came in. It was like Sunday morning. All the students are hungover. But it was a great shift. That's how it should be, you know? I think I was late to that shift one time because like I just woke up late. Beginning call, like, Jordan, are you coming in today? I was like, yeah, I just woke up. I'm late. They're like, that's fine. It's cool.
Yeah, weirdly enough, I like working that. That Walmart job was like okay. Because it's just like I kind of worked at my own pace, and did my own thing. And like, I loved when, because I usually worked with like another person or like two people. So like sometimes there'd be like three of us there.
That's fun.
And usually like if a big order of stuff came in, I'd just be like, I'm going to disappear for like 3 hours.
Oh,
The back.
Yeah.
To unload everything that came on that entire fucking truck. Like, do not talk to me.
I'm
just going to go fucking ape shit.
Yeah.
And like, I would have it done.
Like, literally, but yeah, I'll be done.
Yeah.
It's why I was like, I really like that. I remember getting calls from the head office of like the main store, being like, hey Jordan, we know you're not working today but do you want to come in to like do some shifts? Because there were rules in the job. It was basically like you have to be working like two shifts a week, something like that. I was in a zero shift contract. I worked no shifts a week. I had no set shifts. I would pick up whatever shifts I want. One, because I kind of fell through the cracks, so they were like, on purpose, to be fair, I left for a year, came back again. I kind of fell through the cracks, but also they were like, well, this guy works really well. If we just leave him alone, get shit done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be getting calls like, hey, Jordan, big order came in. I'm like, that's great. Like, yeah, we've got like two of the shittest guys working deliveries. Do you want to come in and like basically unpack everything while we put them behind tills? And I'm like, oh, fuck it, it sounds cool. I was like, can I bring my speakers? Like, of course you can. Of course you can. Now I was living on campus. I'm like, all right, be there in 5 minutes. I'll get up, like get dressed, walk, like literally walk across the road, dive in, and then start like the crazy unboxing shift. And I have like weird Japanese music playing in the stock room. People coming like, oh, Jordan, what are you listening to today? I'm like, oh, it's a, that's good. Definitely a China. Some random Chinese numbers just calling me. Fuck, I hate these. Yeah. I'm not answering it. Wu Shang Shi Toast. It's always every fucking time. I hate these.
Probably.
No, I can't. What? Plus two?
Yeah.
Fuck is that?
Plus two. I don't know what country that is.
Dude. Yeah. Get actually fucked. Fucking plus two weirdos. But yeah.
Do you actually get those many calls? I used to.
No, not as many. It's like the first one in a long time.
Yeah. Plus two is definitely not Japan.
What country code is plus two? I bet it's like fucking Papua New Guinea or something. I can't find David, what country code is plus two?
Zone two use two digit codes 2028. They're mostly serve Africa, but also Aruba, the Faroe Islands, Greenland, and British Indian Ocean Territory.
There we go. Fucking weird fucking locations. I'm not gonna answer to.
What was the first three numbers?
Let me find it first. Plus two 860.
860.
Now we're internet sleuthing, boys. We're going to find this scammer.
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan?
Apparently.
My uncle! No, I'm just...
Mom!
The ransoms! sorry, kidnappers. Podcasting right now. Can you call back in 20? Thanks, boys. Like, the fuck? Don't call me fucking weirdos. Oh, yeah. Fuck that. You have a hideout today. Let me know when you got a dip, dude.
Yeah, she's kind of like, I don't want to make you come to Yokohama because then you ride the train and then you get back on the
train you rode here on. I'm like, yeah, that's true. You're right.
Out here. In that case, you want to talk about one more story?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, final point. Sorry. Yeah. We went to McDonald's, couldn't get any food. What do you want? What are you getting? Burger King? Oh, Wendy's? McDonald's?
Yeah, probably Burger King.
Yeah, I'm
like, which is weird because like I would never fucking go to Burger King in like the West.
No, never. But it's disgusting.
Here it's all right.
Here it's kind of delicious, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, every time I've got Burger King, except for like the one odd time, I was like, this is actually decent.
It's pretty good, honestly. Surprisingly so. I think I went because...
You know what it is for me? It's the vegetables and stuff on the burger. McDonald's is just like, it's fucking just like shitty. Like it's fucking garbage.
It's garbage. Yeah, it's garbage. It's terrible.
It's bad.
Burger King, pretty good. You can tell they
actually put actual vegetables on it.
Yeah, they cut that shit thick and ready. Mm. It's pretty good. I mean, I don't like a giant tomato on my burger, like raw, but...
Typically, I don't either, but...
It's not bad.
I don't mind it.
I'll consume it. It's pretty easy. Also, their pickles are better than McDonald's as well.
This is true.
Pretty fucking delicious. David, Shinkansen. Okay. Have you heard about the new Yamagata Shinkansen train series E8?
Wait, look like Dan?
Got him.
No, I don't.
Less about the model itself, more about where it goes. So apparently, for those who don't know, Japan loves trains. They fucking love them.
Sure do.
Look at this photo. Both sides.
What a train.
Yeah. Both sides of the platform is covered with people with their phones and professional cameras and a big sign saying, welcome. This motherfucker is holding up a sign that's saying,
welcome to the train.
Yokozo. Atarashi no Shinkansen. He's like, oh, welcome in the new Shinkansen. I'm like, sir, it's a train. It can't read
yet.
It's, fucking done, done, done.
That's what they said about Thomas, and they put him behind a brick wall.
Fuck, dude. Oh, that was great. What a good show. But yeah. The new model is probably really, really fast. It's like 25 miles an hour faster than its predecessor.
Okay.
It's fuck fast, my guy. 300 kilometers an hour going from Yamagata to Tokyo to Shoujo Yamagata. So Yamagata all the way to Tokyo and Shinjo Yamagata Prefecture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fucking sick, dude. So the thing that's good about this new Shinkansen and the new routes they're opening as well, you can now go from Tokyo to Fukui.
Okay.
You know what Fukui is?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, you gotta go all the way to Niigata, then you zoom all the way along the coast and you get...
Sorry, Dan.
Well, Dan's mad about the strays. Yeah, you go over to Niigata and then you can travel all the way around to like Fukui. And, you know, while most people are like, oh, this is kind of whatever, I don't really care about this new Shinkansen. I'm going to go to Osaka because it's my first time in Japan and I don't know what's good. This is not good for you. This is for the experienced Japan enjoyer, because in the past, to go to Fukui, because I've been there before, it's a pain in the ass. You got to go first to Niigata on the Shinkansen. Then once you're there, there's no way to get to Fukui. You then have to ride a bus or take a bunch of local trains or drive. It's a fucking pain in the ass. Or you're going to transfer to another Shinkansen that doesn't go all the way there. You go a little bit there, then you get off and you go. It's very annoying.
You couldn't go to Nagoya and then go to Fukui?
Yeah, but no one likes Nagoya.
I mean, yes.
You can. Fukui has the, you guys have all definitely seen, there's like photos of traditional Japanese thatched houses. And they're like, you know what I'm talking about? It's like a massive village. I believe that's
like they spray the roofs with water so that they like don't rot.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's weird, yeah. And then during the winter time, it snows up really nice and creates a very cool...
Yes.
Like the photo is everywhere. I'll put it in the Discord.
Forget what it's called.
In place?
Yeah.
Me too. I did a whole campaign for them. And so it's bad that I've forgotten what they're called. But it's a good location, honestly. It's pretty good. But that town and the subsequent locations need more international foot traffic, because obviously, as we know, a lot of like older towns in Japan are kind of dying.
Mm-hmm.
Even ones that are really popular tourist destinations. I mean, not Kyoto, but like smaller like tourist destinations. While there are like a lot of foot traffic going to the destinations, because it's so hard to get there, there's not enough to keep the towns viable. Mm-hmm. This is the word, yeah. So the introduction of like the new traffic, the new train and the new Shinkansen is going to be great for like international tourism and stuff, which is great. I'm kind of cool. I kind of want to ride the new Shinkansen though, because like faster, better Shinkansen. It's not the Maglev, you know what I mean? Mm. It's not as crazy as like...
We're not quite there yet.
We're not there yet. We're not Maglev yet, but a faster Shinkansen is always a good thing, especially going up to Yamagata from those areas. Because remember when we were going up to Yamagata and the Shinkansen suddenly turns into a fucking local train?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Huh. It's awful.
Well, I'm just in. I went attractions in
the GUI?
Just on the map.
What'd you find?
The Etchisen Crab Museum.
The giant crab?
Yeah, some kind of. What the fuck? The Shiofuki blowhole? What the fuck is that?
I'm sorry. What?
Excuse me?
What hole is this? Is there an arrow next to it? Dick here? Like the fuck?
Apparently, it's just like a rock that, like, when the waves hit it, it goes like, shoots out. That's it.
Oh, it's kind of cool. I'd watch it. I'd go to see it. There's the, if you want to see, like, cool shit, there's things like Heisenji Hakusan Shrine. It's a really cool shrine in the middle of, like, nowhere. And there's, like, moss kind of surrounding the base of the shrine and, like, the surrounding tree area. So it looks very, I'll find it. It looks very Ghibli.
Wow, what a name.
What?
The Ichino Tanigawa Furusato
One more time.
Ichino Tanigawa Furusato Osabo Park.
What?
I'm not repeating myself. That was long enough.
What's that? Fuck me, that's so... Is it cool? Is the park at least looking interesting?
It's a park. I don't know. I just saw the name was extremely fucking long.
And you're like,
and the street view is like behind a building.
No, it's fucking not. Are you serious? It's
like, this is the street view.
Oh,
you
for
see
fuck's sake.
Click on the park.
Oh, yeah. Guys, come on.
Yeah, there's nothing in Fukui. I'm not going
to. Yeah, I mean, like, let me look down. Okay, go. I found out there's a little website. Okay. 10 things to do in Fukui and where to stay. Fukui has the floating castle.
Oh, that's the one, like, yeah, up yes. On the mountain.
Fukui has a castle up in the mountains that when it's cloudy, it looks like the castle is floating.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. What is it called?
It's called...
Genbo Ojo?
Yeah, Tenbo Ojo. Tomo. We find it. Dinosaur Museum, dinosaur... Wow, oh, that's right. Fukui loves dinosaurs. I forgot. Okay, there's a tar pit or something in Fukui, yeah? So they have so much dinosaur shit. So, okay, look. This is the top 10 things to do in Fukui, okay? Ready? Number one, Dinosaur Museum.
Okay.
Number two.
Sick.
Number two. Fuck, yeah. Sick. Number two, Katsuyama Dino Forest Park. Number three, the Katsuyama Field Station. What is it? It's a dinosaur quarry. Not fucking around.
Cool.
It's where they quarry dinosaurs. Number four, finally, we've got something that's not dinosaurs. It's a temple. It's pretty cool. Blah, blah. Madoka Castle. Found it. Echizen Ono Castle. That's the one that's floating in the clouds, basically. I would go just to see that, I think. Right?
Oh, it's not in
Fukui?
It's not in Fukui.
Yeah, it's like Ono Castle. It's a little away from it. But it's also marked as something to do in Fukui because it's like close enough. You can go to the thingies as well. There's the fuck, what'd you call it? There's this crazy, this thing, like a massive rock structure.
Oh, like a basalt.
Yeah.
They have those in, what is it, Dover? No. It's in the UK.
Dover.
They're somewhere.
Yeah, White Cliffs of Dover. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have like a boat tour where you can like circle around the area and like look at the, like the crazy like sharding cliffs basically. Oh, and crab. Tons of crab there.
Yeah, that seems to be I'm noticing that being a recurring theme here.
Dude, there's so many crabs there. It's like, their specialty. Their specialty is all crab. It's like crab legs, steamed crab, you want a whole crab, frozen crab. Like, a lot of the crab we buy in Tokyo is like from Fukui. It's pretty good. I kind of want to go just for the castle and then to eat crab the entire time. Down, boys trip to Fukui.
Maybe on the new Shinkansen. Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Also, for next week, I'm thinking, David, yeah. as we wind this podcast down, for next week, David, we should probably look at the new prefecture rankings.
Oh, why?
See if they've come out and see what the new rankings are for this year.
Did we not already do that?
No, 2024. Next year.
Oh. Okay.
The new rankings. Apparently, things have shifted around for the new year. Yeah.
I, unfortunately, have heard that our,
yes,
our underdog.
Yep.
Has dropped in the ranking again.
Yeah, our underdog is back to just being a
dead last.
Just being a fucking dog. Please. I was really upset about that.
We were rooting for you.
We were rooting for you. and you've you killed the younglings. Like, dude, I was so upset to see that it's now dead last all over again. It's very upsetting.
Come on, guys.
I know. Do you know what? They have so much still going.
You're looking so promising. And
they have the outdoor surf. What do you call it? The outdoor surf school. There's a beer festival going on in Ibaraki as well. Like, I'm hoping that the area tries to sort of perk itself up to a higher position. Apparently, there's also a new group of people who really like Saitama, and they're trying to get Saitama up the rankings, which is wild to me. I don't know.
No one cares about Saitama. People from Saitama don't care about Saitama.
Like, who fucking cares? But it's not a good underdog story.
No.
It's really not. I was talking to someone about it a little while ago because they were like, oh, you know, I really like Saitama and I wanted to go up the rankings. And there's this Japanese group and they're trying to like get Saitama up the rankings. And they're showing like the wonders of Saitama. And I'm like, listen, my guy, this isn't like an Ibaraki story. This isn't a rags to riches tale. Saitama is like, it's middle of the road. It's fine. No one hates it. No one loves it.
It is what it is, right?
Am I going to clown on it? Of course I am. It's hilarious. But when it comes down to it, if it goes like 3 places up the ranking, I have no reaction. If it goes 5 places down the ranking, I have no reaction. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Ibaraki, I'm rooting for this guy.
They have so much going for them.
They have so much going for them.
They just don't. It's unfortunate, but
can't stop promoting that damn Nato.
I mean, that's their fault, right?
It's those little them, dude. Fucking idiots. Ah, dude. Any final thoughts or feelings, my boy?
I'm tired.
Yeah, I can see, dude. I'll let you take a nap. It's almost there. It's bedtime.
It's
4:20. It's 4:30.
It's after my bedtime.
We're recording this at a frosty 4:30 in the afternoon.
Hopefully with Chihiro coming back, I'll go to bed at a regular time.
Oh, of course. She's gonna whip you back into fucking
because she'll be jet-lagged.
Oh, poor baby, yeah. Oh, that's gonna...
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that. In a couple of weeks, I'll be off to America, so I'm gonna get back very jet-lagged.
Enjoy.
I'll try. Episode next week is fine. Week after that, I'll be in America for, like, 4-5 days. I think I'm going on...
I assume the convention is on a weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm going on Thursday, I think, and I get back on Monday, and then I have to be at the office on Tuesday. That sucks. But then my manager was like, oh, you can take a day off, it's fine, but I have to do, like, there's an internal system we have to like reclaim money and stuff, and the system is kind of insane, and I need someone to help me to use the system.
Figure it out.
Yeah, so I'm like I'll be in the office, I'll be there, because I'm like, guys, someone please hold my hand and help me look out this fucking system. It's really hard. It's a Japanese system. That should explain everything.
There we go.
It all makes sense now. It's like, please click here to confirm. You click, say, sorry.
Sorry, you clicked the wrong button.
Sorry, you double clicked. Back to stage one, dickhead. Please scan your receipts and put them on the system. You scan them and it goes, please fax the receipts 2 floors upstairs. And I go, I'll just hand it them. Here are the receipts. And they go, no, please fax them to us. Oh, you have to send the originals off and also copy the originals and fax the originals to a certain email address. Yes. Ah, I don't want to do it. I've been ignoring doing it for so long because it's a pain in the fucking ass, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, guys, I'm going to love you and leave you. I'm probably going to go to the gym tonight and then get some sleep, probably. It's going to be a long week going up to America. But yeah, see you guys in a bit. Have a good evening.
Yeah,
we'll see you
next week.
Next week.
Week after. I mean, we'll probably talk about it next week.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week. All right. Have a good one. Rest up, guys. Night, David.
Bye.
Good night. Good night, David.